time to get started. It is postcast. Welcome, David Locke, along with Ron Boone. Just stunned. Can't believe what just happened. I will take my mea culpa right away. I did say when they were down 14, I thought it was over. The Spurs had only lost two games all year in which they trailed going to the fourth quarter, The Spurs had only, in addition to that, the Spurs were the number one clutch team in the NBA, and they led by five when going into the final 5 minutes. These are not games that people usually beat the Spurs at.
Well, we forgive you.
Thank you.
Because we know that you like numbers and stats, and you were going strictly by the numbers. Which is, you know, if you're going to Vegas and you're going to make a bet, you know, it's a favorite, you're not going to bet against the favorite, right?
Right.
Okay. You're forgiven.
All right. So how'd they do it, Ron? There's a lot. I mean, they had nothing going tonight. They got stymied all night by the Spurs. Donovan was just out of sorts. I mean, Donovan just, he didn't know what to do. You could just feel it. And yet somehow these guys found a way to win. How did they do it?
Well, I know we put it all on Donovan. Donovan did a great job. He started making some shots. Favors, I thought, was probably the key that got everything going. Now, true enough, he had to get the basketball in the right spot and started to move there. But he was 8 points. Five rebounds there, with two of them on the offensive glass, in 6 minutes to play there in the fourth quarter, and most of those minutes were down the stretch with once he was put back in the ball game.
All right, there are so many storylines to get into, but it's hard to choose which. Royce O'Neal's defense on the final possession is one of them. Donovan's ability to close the game is one of them. But to me, a moment that could last longer than the game, and you can tell me, and we'll find out what really happened. But with about 5 minutes left in the game, or about 6 minutes left, Favors came in for Gobert.
Correct.
Gobert was not in love with the fact he was taken out at that moment. You could see it.
And we said that that was probably going to be a three-minute rest, and Rudy would come back in the ball game.
And then Gobert goes to the scorer's table with about 4 minutes left. So right there was about two. Favors got called for goaltending. The next possession, Gobert goes to the table. Joe Ingles hits Favors. He makes an incredible reverse layup, and all of a sudden the Jazz are up one. The next play, Kyle Anderson turns it over. Or no, Pau Gasol hits a 9-foot turnaround over Favors, and I say on the broadcast, wow, what a quandary. You need Favors on offense, but he's not making that shot over Gobert. On the next play, Favors sets a pick, rolls, gets another layup from Joe Ingles, and the Jazz go back up one. They turn it over. Mitchell gets fouled driving on the next one off of a Favors pick, at which point Rudy Gobert goes and sits back down after having held a lengthy conversation with Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder was at the scorer's table with him almost the entire time. We don't know what that conversation was right now, but Ron, let's assume for a second that Quinn Snyder and Rudy Gobert were talking about, what do we do, how do we play this, and Rudy said, let him close. If that's what happened, what does that mean?
That just means that you're a teammate and it's all about winning. And we hope that that was the case. We hope that Rudy made that decision.
I have the answer.
Okay.
It just came across Twitter. Snyder said, I asked him what he wanted to do. He said, let him go. It's a credit to Rudy. I know he wanted to be in there. Your ability to put the team in front of yourself, he did that tonight. So what does this mean?
Was that just means, hey, it's about winning. He could see that Derek Favors had it was rolling. And not just Derek Favors. I mean, the momentum has shifted, and everything was rolling in the Jazz favor. Now, if Rudy was to go in the ballgame, that would probably change a little bit, you know, as far as the offense was concerned, because the offense was definitely rolling. So kudos to Rudy, you know, by making that decision and leaving Derek to finish the basketball game.
I love my numbers, but there's a human element of all this. The human element for Derek Favors, and I've talked to him about this, he's been open about it. His role has been completely minimized. Yeah. He knows it. He doesn't get shots. He doesn't get the pick. He doesn't, right? It was him and Gordon as the franchise, and then Rudy usurped him, and then he's the guy who's been on the trade block. He's been the guy who's going to be moved. He's the guy that has no future. He's the guy who doesn't have a contract. He's the guy who doesn't get the ball. He knows it.
Yeah.
What does it mean to him that Rudy did this?
Well, as a teammate, it means a lot knowing that you gave up your time out there on the floor for the sake of winning a basketball game. And, you know, I think if I was in those shoes, I would go up to Rudy. I mean, it wouldn't have to be in front of everybody, you know, and if, you know, they don't shake hands anymore, give him a hug, you know, and just have you appreciate that. And that was a great, you know, thanks for the decision that you make. Well, so he's going to hear about it. I mean, it's already on Twitter that was Rudy's decision to let it ride. But it's all about winning basketball games, and what a great gesture. Rudy would get more out of that gesture than what you think and around the league and everywhere else.
Because if there's any criticism of Rudy,
yeah,
it's still people wonder whether Rudy's about Rudy. And he answered that question tonight.
He definitely answered that question. I think if he would have gone back in the ball game, the momentum may have shifted. We may not have won the ball game. I'm just going to flat out say it like that.
It matters also that we won the game. Right. I mean, that's exactly. Okay, let's talk about Royce O'Neal for a minute. Yeah. 38 minutes tonight. Jazz, by the way, played a very, very small rotation of players. Quinn basically went with a six-man routine tonight. Pretty close. 38 minutes for Royce O'Neal. But defensively, he was as good a player as I've seen for the Jazz in a long time defensively. And late in the game, he got Ginobili on the final assignment, stymied him, somehow ended up on Anderson, who I do not know why, but called everyone off and said, I want to take this guy one-on-one. Anderson is a pretty good isolation player to statistically, and he stymied him as well.
Tell you what I saw. He was guarding Ginobili. Ginobili's pump fake usually gets guys up in the air. He did not get Ginobili up in the air, and he was stymied to the point where he didn't know where to go with the basketball. He didn't get Royce up in the air, and Royce was crowding him. Then all of a sudden, he had to turn his back to find Kyle Anderson, who was coming toward the basketball. Then that was the switch. That's how we ended up on Kyle Anderson. And the clock is running. So he put himself in a great position, but the key was not going for that pump fake, because he would have got – Royce O'Neal up in the air, jumped into him, gone to the free throw line, and you would have said, you know, that's vintage Ginobili. It's what he does to everybody.
And they didn't. And he's 20 game winners in his career, 11 game winners in his career, and he didn't get it. All right, now let's go to the close of this game. It's really remarkable. The Jazz are down 13 with 9:30 left. They go on a run. O'Neal, Mitchell, Gobert, alley-oop on the one play that the Spurs seemingly didn't defend well all night. The Spurs were brilliant tonight. I mean brilliant tonight. Gobert hits a 21-foot jump shot. Favors tips in a layup. Mitchell is having a statistically brutal night. He pulls up into a three off the bounce with 4:53 left to tie it.
Yes.
That shot took so much gumption.
My shot. 15-footer, right?
No. I'm talking about the one where he pulls up for three.
Oh,
to
for
tie
the three-point.
Game.
Yeah, but that was huge. I mean, that took a lot of, how do you put this? I mean, it takes guts.
Big ones.
And not afraid
really
of the moment.
Big ones.
Yeah, not afraid of the moment. Not afraid to make a mistake. You know, and you know, if he misses, it's on me. And Quinn would ride with that, I think.
All right, so then the Jazz get it, go possession by possession. We talked about the two layups to favors that were absolutely remarkable. And then Donovan Mitchell takes over the game. In the final 3 minutes, Mitchell hits 4 of 6 from the free throw line, a fast break layup off an incredible steal of Kyle Anderson, and an 18-foot pull-up jumper, and then the free throw at the end, and then that final crazy play happens. So Donovan does all of the scoring for the final 3 minutes for the Jazz.
Yeah, and another quarter of the Jazz shooting over 50%. Donovan Mitchell in that quarter, in that fourth quarter, 4 for 10. But you're looking at Derek Favors Derek Favors. And that was it. I mean, no scoring off the bench in the fourth quarter for any of those guys. Gobert was 2 for 4. Favors was 3 for 3. And Jazz shot 52%. So whenever they do that, they're in line to win basketball games.
So the Jazz are now 3 games out of 5th. That's just going to, instead of being
game over 500. Come on, man.
We're 1 game over .500. We're still in 10th.
Yeah.
We have won 10 straight and not made up a single spot in the standings. But I'm just going to start talking about we're 3 games out of 5th.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. But just think.
Because I just want to point out we
were not on this
10
game winning streak.
Oh, my God.
Where would we be?
Yeah. We'd be in 10th.
Yeah.
Incredible win. Unbelievable. We're. See if we can get Phoenix on Wednesday night and go to the All-Star break on an 11-game win streak. And Everybody will enjoy All-Star break. Come back and see what happens next. A mind-blowing win, one I certainly didn't think was coming. A weird final play. When you get to see it, Manu Ginobili comes within a moment of the greatest play maybe of all time. No, I mean, no. Like diving out of bounds, saving if that ball had gone in.
Trevor Booker had the greatest shot ever.
But not to win a game.
Not to win a game.
Holy smokes. Anyway, great night tonight for the Jazz. And we will talk to you on Wednesday. Have a good night.